Kia ora koutou, greetings again. There's not really a message this morning, just a facilitation, really. So the day is here, the time has come. You had 2 weeks of me, and then Wynn did so beautifully last week. Heather and I were away in Fiji for the weekend. We just flitted over there for the weekend, to actually the ordination of the new Anglican Archbishop of Polynesia, which puts him at equal in rank with Bishop Philip here. His name, Whareimi Thama, and Thama was my best mate when we were training at St. John's in Auckland, and we misbehaved to a huge extent. And so it was good to go over there for the weekend and be part of a 2.25 hour service, but also to abuse him as well. We actually stayed with him, which was a real privilege. He came and picked us up from Nausori Airport and whatever. But there in that service, God's Holy Spirit was poured out on our friend Thama. And so all this is fitting together, every circumstance down to today's hymns. And I'll tell you about the last hymn when we get there. Every coincidence. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about you may get a word or a picture or whatever. And I was up here thinking, what word could I say? And I said rhubarb. And stupidly, for one person here, that word was extremely relevant. You wouldn't believe that, would you? But it was. The person's here this morning again. So I don't know why. You fancy expecting another word like carrot or something. Yeah. Right. And indeed, the whole Christchurch thing. There was some temptation to abandon our Holy Spirit stuff this morning because of Christchurch, but rather quite the opposite. That shows our need for the Holy Spirit, even more our need to be one people working together, as that was prayed just earlier. Really important that we get a sense of God's peace and love and holiness in all that we do. So, let's go to the sentence for today. It's the one I've used over the past few weeks. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us, from Romans. And the gathering prayer, the collect. Let's pray this together now. Living God, eternal Holy Spirit, let your bright, intoxicating energy which fired those first disciples fall on us to turn the world again. Amen. Let's pray. As we come before God to seek his will, we need to be clean. And so in a time of silence, we bring before him our sins, our faults, our failings, and we seek his pardon. Amen. Ironically, I'd ask Wynn to lead that absolution today. So, yeah. God inhabits the praises of his people. So let's invite him to bring his Holy Spirit and to begin this section, to come to us as Trinity. So let's sing and welcome the Holy Spirit here. I invite you to either sit or stand or sit and meditate as we sing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Okay, so let's go to today's readings. I'm going to ask Zoe and Diane and John, would you come and read for us, please?
One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.
Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend and he goes to him at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him." Then the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your sons ask for a fish, will he give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, who will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Thank you, team. Obviously, that reading started with the Lord's Prayer, and we should say that every day. And the words are really relevant for today. Holy or hallowed be your name. Lord Jesus, we honour your name. Your kingdom come. How's that fit in with the events of the weekend? Asking you to forgive our sins. And we've already confessed earlier, so we know that we are forgiven. And then in the third part of that, ask and it will be given. That's today. We claim it. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Know how much our Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who seek him. Okay, let's go to the second reading, the Ephesians reading, which is chapter 5. Again, we're going to do this in two parts. Chris, would you come and read for us, please?
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are children in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of this light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. That is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
So we hear in that, again, the call to avoid sin. And because now we're in the light of Christ, Christ will shine on you. Okay, let's carry on with that same passage to the next verses that follow from that. Betty, you...
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Betty. So that passage urges us to live carefully, to be filled with the Spirit, to make melody in our hearts to God, give thanks to God in praise. And verse 18 in the middle of that said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that actually means be filled and go on being filled again and again and again. Right, we're nearly ready for a time of waiting on God in any ministry that follows. All the promises, all the coincidences have led to this, to these next few minutes. Be confident, just believe. God is sovereign and his will be done. God will do things his way. This is absolutely not my plan. This is not Jeff doing his thing. God is in control. He will act today. He's acting now. Open yourself to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Give your heart to God. Remember that in that, you have the freedom to choose. You can decide not to if you want to. That's up to you. As Andrew said before, the children are still with us. Why should they miss out on God's blessing? Our Sunday school teachers, if you think about how much they do because of their dedication, and every week they're out and they miss out on what we do. I pray God gives them a double blessing, a double portion of his blessing this morning. If all this goes over their heads, well, so what? They haven't missed out on anything, have they? And if you think about it, some of our young people are the most spiritually switched on people that we've got in the whole parish. I'm sure that you have been amazed as you've seen them during the last weeks, months, years. So what will happen now? Well, that's up to God and up to you. God will visit you individually. It may be a Damascus Road experience. It may be all heat and action and power. But it may be a very quiet, supernatural moment of peace and well-being and holiness around you. You'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit if that is what you want. There may be physical healings go on during this time. There may be healings of past hurts or of memories even. Healings can happen immediately or they can happen gradually or they can happen at some time later on. You may be convicted by God's Holy Spirit of something he wants you to fix in your life. Expect the unexpected. God is sovereign. He will do what he will do. Whatever happens, sit in silence first and just wait on God. Open your hearts to him. Ask him for what you desire. Pray where you are. And if you want to sit, or you want to stand, or you want to kneel, or you want to lie down, that's okay. You are the praying experts. Support each other. No one's person's prayer is more powerful than anyone else. God is sovereign, and he will work in his own way. You may feel the desire to come to the front and acknowledge a need. Philip and Brian will be up here. Perhaps Elaine, Beryl, Paul, anyone else who is able to minister. If you would like laying on of hands, then come and do that. The time of ministry may go on for a while. Whatever you do, pray and give thanks. I encourage you to keep your eyes open and watch what's going on, because you may well be called to minister to a certain situation. Stay with it. Immerse yourself in God's Holy Spirit. Trust him. If you do pray for someone, please be sensitive to their needs. Ask permission to lay hands on them. Keep your eyes open and watch. And if you have to, even use words. Probably better that you don't. Be open to God to speak to you, to speak through you, to reveal things to you. And if you get a word, or a picture, something silly like rhubarb or whatever, let Paul or Philip or Brian or me know that if you need to act on that. Be considerate of others, don't judge them. God will be helpful rather than hurtful, and we need to be the same. During the ministry time, there'll be music playing. Paul will discern what's right here. There will be words on the screen. So you'll find Suzanne being very alert as to what Paul's playing. If you want to sing along, join in. If you want to just sing in the Spirit as well, your own words, do that. Again, be sensitive, be worshipful. And at the end, if you want to stay in God's presence, do feel comfortable staying wherever you are. I'll eventually offer a blessing and we'll sing our last song and share a cuppa together. God makes promises and keeps them. And today we'll see that happen right now. Okay, let's ask God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit to come and be present. Let's sit and wait and be open to Him. Like the first disciples waiting for your coming, empowering Spirit, we watch and pray. Holy Spirit of God, meet us in this moment as you met the apostles of old. Be with us, Holy Spirit. Bring faith and hope, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, be present in all your power. As earlier, I invited you to stay where you are at the end. I want to pray a blessing now, and then we'll sing our final song. Let me pray a blessing first. Blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and those you love and pray for, now and always. Amen. Last week, I asked Ruth's advice on some of the songs, and she came up with this one at the end, and I thought, yeah, righto, let's go with that. And then the very next day, I was doing my readings from the lectionary, and there were the exact words of this song. And that's happened already this morning with a psalm that Beryl mentioned, Psalm 27, which is in today's lectionary. So let's again, stay seated or stand or dance or whatever as we sing, "You shall go out with joy," from Isaiah 55.